Hi, I'm John Jackson.
And I'm Greg Patent.
And we're the food guys. And we're thinking about the impact on the environment of raising animals for food and what that means for us environmentally. There's an interesting study done by Joseph Poore, P-O-O-R-E, and Thomas Nemecek, N-E-M-E-C-E-K, both from Oxford University. It just came out in June in Science Magazine. It's one of these meta-analyses, by which I mean it's an analysis of studies.
So it's not original research, but they've looked at other research and they've put together their analysis of those research results.
Yeah, it's a little problematical in a certain sense, because in order to determine exactly how thorough and relevant all of this is, you would have to look at all 570 of the studies. You would at least have to look at the list. You don't typically provide that, although they provided it a long footnote, you know, a 570 footnotes, as it were.
Well, but they do say that there's agricultural data from 38,700 farms.
Yes, that's exactly the point. The other part of it is, when you've got a study that large, you can't discount it. You have to pay attention to what they're saying. And what they're saying is a fairly incredible thing. For one thing, they're saying 100 grams of protein. You raise 100 grams of protein from beef, the very process of raising that means you're releasing 50 kilograms of greenhouse gas emissions.
That's huge.
That's a lot. That's pretty spectacular. By contrast, if you were raising poultry, only 5.7 kilograms would be released into the environment. Mm-hmm. And if you were making tofu, only 2 kilograms. Suddenly, it kind of alerts you to the fact that, can we go on doing this? I don't know.
Probably not. If we all ate a plant-based diet, that means being vegans, actually. Vegans don't eat anything animal-based. We need balance. Those of us who do eat meat should eat less of it, and we should pay attention to what meat we are actually eating because of its impact on the environment.
They discovered producing food overall, any kind of food, accounts for 26% of global climate warming emissions.
That's pretty
26%.
High.
That's a quarter of it. We're blaming automobiles and things like that.
But
making food, you come right down to it, that's just raising animals for dairy and for consumption as meat. Just raising ordinary vegetables isn't doing that.
Right.
Vegetables, in fact, are absorbing carbon dioxide, for instance, emitting oxygen. I mean, that's one thing to consider when you're talking about the food that you're eating. There's a limit here, unfortunately.
Well, there is.
There's a black wall.
Poore, who put this study together, he himself gave up eating animal products based on the data that he had been analyzing.
I can't do this anymore. Nemecek has not yet told us whether he's giving it up or not. We're not saying that you have to go vegan or anything.
No.
I would say that there's a very, very reasonable possibility, and that's what, in fact, Poore says. He says this is actually a little bit of an alarm for us, but it alerts us to the fact that there is something we could do. We could ameliorate this impact simply by eating a little less meat. If everybody did that, that would have a significant effect.
I know I have. I mean, Dorothy and I have.
I have too. You know, I've done it willy-nilly.
We just have. You know? When I say less meat, we don't typically eat red meat. We will eat chicken, fish. I would say those are probably our predominant flesh that we actually eat.
Mm-hmm.
We do eat cheese. Cheese is also an animal product, and it's coming from animals that are really quite taxing on the environment.
They are. Hurricanes sometimes blow in, and we have another impact from pig farms washing out in the aftermath and the horror of all that.
And what about the chickens?
How many chickens died in that hurricane in North Carolina?
Mm-hmm.
Makes you pause a little bit and think, you know, I think maybe I'll just have a veggie sandwich this afternoon.
Why not?
And come back next week for the food guys.